Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the US saw more people leave to go to Ireland than arrive from Ireland last year. That's according to a report from US think tank, the Brookings Institution. This is the first time this has been the case in at least half a century. So what is life like at the moment in the US for immigrants in the wake of ICE and all the other things that we have seen? I'm joined now by John Foley, Boston immigration lawyer from Foley Law Offices, specialising in US immigration. Good evening to you, John. We're hearing kind of anecdotes here, that the story of an elderly, undocumented Irish man who was living over there with his wife, his American children, his American grandchildren, being asked for papers and being deported. We're hearing all those types of stories. How bad is it for immigrants, particularly illegal immigrants, on the ground currently?
It's bad, and it's worse than what you're hearing. It's across the board. You hear stories about that gentleman, but at every level of our immigration system, it is more and more difficult for immigrants. Interviews that used to take 30 minutes now take an hour and a half, and it's all by design to keep people out of the United States.
Okay, so the actual system has pivoted towards being as closed a shop as it can be to people coming in.
Yeah, I think, you know, if he could, Mr. Trump would have the Statue of Liberty take her arm down and turn her back, because we have turned our back on immigrants. And for those that are here, we're making it more and more difficult, and they're living in a state of fear. Some of them are afraid to leave their homes. They don't go to church as much. A lot of them are not going to work. And it's across the board. And of course, the Irish are caught up in it as well.
Okay. And on that sort of note about people afraid to go to work, are there specifically people being targeted more than others? I mean, Irish people, because I think it's fair to say, because they are white, do they get an easier time, perhaps?
Yeah, it's terrible to talk about this based on race, but yes, it is 100% true. They're called Kavanaugh stops. You know, the justice and the Supreme Court, you know, it's okay now for ICE to stop people based on their skin color. It's a racial program. And so people who speak Spanish or foreign language and are of color are more likely to be stopped and questioned and have problems with ICE. So in that regard, the Irish have it lucky. And there's also no specific program, you know, against the Irish, but they are caught up in a net because it's a pretty wide net. And while we might not be hearing about it as much as we were before, because, you know, Mr. Trump has us at war, he's in a war with the Pope, so it all kind of drops to the back pages. But ICE is still being aggressive, and people are being removed from the United States at a number that we've never seen before.
Yeah.
And because of that, people are returning to Ireland because it's a better place to live, quite frankly.
And just in terms of the popularity or the unpopularity of these actions, the actions of groups like ICE, but indeed of the policies themselves on migration, does whether or not you like and support these policies largely fall along Republican and Democrat lines?
Yes. However, the lines inside the Republican Party, I think, are finally starting to shake. And I don't think it was because of the immigration policies. I think it more has to do with the war. There are a lot of MAGA people who are very anti-Trump as far as the war is concerned. You know, we now have 60,000 troops over there. And so 60,000 men and women went to bed the other night with their son and daughter in harm's way. And Mr. Trump went to an MMA fight. You know, he wasn't even paying attention to what was happening with the negotiations, you know, in Pakistan with the Iranian government. He was busy watching MMA fights. So the level of anxiety is across the board, really, and we're starting finally to see breaks inside the Republican Party, and the little fight he's picked with the Pope is not helping him at all.
While I have you, I mean, you're on about immigration, but the image of Trump as Jesus, I know he says he's a doctor, but I've never seen a doctor who looked like that. Was that considered deeply offensive even among some on the Christian right?
Oh, absolutely. And then to turn around and lie about it, say he looked like a doctor. My doctor has never dressed like that and has never had beams of sun coming out of his hands and stuff. So, I think we're starting to see some people on the Republican side to say enough is enough. But, you know, as of today, we have 1,009 more days left in the Trump administration, 1,009, and that's if he doesn't run again. Of course, legally he can't run again, but there is talk that he will try to do something to put himself forward again, and that's something that we really have to be wary of, because this guy will do anything. You know, we've gone from Iran, look at all the people he's killed in Gaza. Nobody here talks about Gaza. You know, the Irish and the Irish government should be proud of their stance on Gaza. You guys call it out for what it is. It's genocide. It never gets mentioned here. And one thing about all of those innocent men, women, and children who died in Gaza, they all died with bombs that say made in the USA on the side of them. So we've made enemies for generations, and this guy doesn't even acknowledge it.
Look, thank you very much for joining us, John, on All Things American. That is John Foley, their Boston immigration lawyer.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.